What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're tuned to The Drive on your 24/7 home of the Black and Gold, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Dale Lally. He is Matt Williamson, and it is time for Power Rankings. Doesn't feel like a Tuesday, Matt.
No, I'm all discombobulated.
Really.
We're having a game, but we got to move on. It's waiver time next segment.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't even talked about our DFS and, you know, what's going on in the league. And
we can't talk about our DFS this week.
We did fine, guys. I haven't had a show with you since Wednesday. I mean,
I've watched 87 football games in between then.
yeah. And Turkey and travel and, you know,
all that fun stuff.
Well, let's go around the league here. We'll go by via power rank.
Absolutely. So we got Dan Hansis's power rankings on NFL.com, as we always do. And the number 32 team holding steady is the Houston Texans.
It's unbelievably easy.
Really atrocious.
I mean, the fact that there's no progress, I mean, since 3 years ago? I mean, yeah. I understand the Watson stuff and all that, but shouldn't you be showing some signs of life? It's worse every week, and they don't even want to play anymore. I mean, it's really bad.
Yeah, they're really bad. Kyle Allen, not the answer.
No.
Shockingly enough.
Well, can't believe he didn't come in and light the world on fire. Right.
At 31, down a spot, the Denver flipping Broncos.
I would have two teams worse than them, just because Denver at least has a defense. Their offense.
Even the defense, though, is starting to crack.
It's just wearing out.
Yeah.
It's just wearing out. Yeah. I mean, they're on the field all the time. I mean, they're yelling at Wilson on the sidelines now. I'm shocked the coach is still employed.
They got smoked by the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, they did. They really did. I mean, Wilson's one of the worst quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah.
I mean, he really is. I mean, that aren't the Allens of the world. You know,
I mean, 2 years ago, he was a shoo-in for the Hall of Fame.
If he retired 2 years ago, he'd be in.
Two more years of this, and he ain't getting in.
No. And he's a ridiculous cap hit. Seattle sitting there laughing, you know.
They get their first pick. They get Denver's first-round draft pick. Yeah. It's like third or fourth. Draft.
Right. I mean, they're a nightmare organization right now.
Yeah. Haven't had a winning season since 2015.
And who's going to be beating down the door for that job?
Nobody.
I mean, they better make a coaching hire.
You don't have your first-round draft pick.
You have a first-round pick, and you're tied to this quarterback who's bad and expensive and old.
Yeah. Yelling, it's just awful.
Right. It's a mess.
Russ isn't cooking. Russ is cooked.
He's cooked, right. Yeah. He's a really bad player right now.
At 30, speaking of how the mighty have fallen, down two spots, the Rams.
I would have the Rams. There's a team. I would have the Bears 31st, as currently constructed. The Rams would be 30. The Broncos would be 29 to me. The Rams are horrific. I mean, Allen Robinson's out. I'm not saying it's a phantom, but all of a sudden, Aaron Donald has a high ankle sprain. Like, they should tell him, hey, Aaron, you have a high ankle sprain. Don't play anymore.
Yeah.
Come back next year and we'll give it a shot. And
don't have their first-round draft pick.
Of course not, right. I mean,
Detroit has that in the Stafford trade.
Yeah. I mean, for them, they're going to have an early pick at 34 or something.
I mean,
that's a high pick in Ramland. They could actually be okay next year, maybe.
But Getting old.
How do you build an offensive line with no resources? And you know, I mean, they're in bad shape, too. There's a couple organizations that are going to – next year are going to be in some long-term purgatory.
This is the problem, the go all in to win a Super Bowl. That's great. You won a Super Bowl.
If you win it, the Rams won it. They all have rings. I think that's fine. But you're going to pay. I mean, like the Bucs are next. I mean, they're coming up. The Saints.
Does McVay stick around for this rebuild? I don't think he does.
Right. Do you think Jalen Ramsey's gonna be like, this is fun?
Yeah.
You know, no.
No, you're gonna start selling pieces. It's it's the Jaguars all over again. Mm-hmm. Except the Jaguars didn't win it.
Of course.
It's the Saints.
Yeah.
They didn't win it.
Right.
And you gotta start selling pieces off and then it's done. Mm-hmm.
And then how do you find your quarterback too?
Right.
I mean, that's a problem. Like that's a big problem for the Saints too.
At 29, down six spots. This was the problem. They moved up too high.
Yes.
Because, well, they were still losing games, and they kept moving. Hansas kept moving them up. They're losing games. Yeah.
I mean, they have the second pick in the draft right now. Steeler fans, pay attention.
He moved them up. They were at 23 last week.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Coming off of four consecutive losses.
Like, I think Fields might get shut down for the year.
Yeah.
I mean, the Rams are going to shut down everyone for the year. Their defense is ridiculously bad. That's why I would have them so low.
The Bears
they traded their good guys, and the remaining decent players are hurt.
Yeah, and so if you don't have Justin Fields out there playing Superman,
right.
You got no chance.
Yeah, they got nothing.
And you weren't winning with him.
Right, and the guy that's backing up Fields is nothing like him. You can't even run the same offense. That's why I think they're atrocious, which is great news for the Steelers.
Absolutely.
Now, the Steelers are gonna, right now would have the 33rd pick in the draft.
Yes.
Yeah, it's tremendous.
At 20 for Chase Claypool. Who has like six catches since he became a Bear.
Right.
At 28, up three spots, the Carolina Panthers.
I guess they belong still in this neighborhood.
Darnold played okay.
He played okay.
And he'll do that. He'll have these like, oh, hey, he might have figured it out. Did it at the start of last year, if you remember.
Yeah.
First,
I mean, he's a talented guy.
First three or four weeks of the season, I'm like, oh, well, thank you. Darnold's playing well. And then the wheel is just,
yeah, I mean, sustaining, they just come off. It's very difficult, of course. This team to me is at least a little bit dangerous. You know, I mean, DJ Moore could have a big game. Brian Burns could have a big game. You know, their O-line's coming around.
They're running the football.
Yeah, they're at least showing some progress.
Yeah. 27, just saw them last night, holding steady the Indianapolis Colts.
I suppose. I mean, they have four wins. They have a defense.
4-7-1.
Yeah. I mean, they're 4.5 wins. They're not good.
Who's more cooked, Russell Wilson or Matt Ryan?
Ryan.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, but both are in the same neighborhood now, which is amazing. I mean, this isn't shocking. Wilson, it's shocking.
Yeah, Wilson's 5 years younger.
And someone just gave him a huge contract and gave up first-round picks for him.
Yeah. 26 down five spots, the Saints.
I guess. I mean, things are a little rough
now. This was another one of those teams he bumped way up because they won a game against the Rams.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they have their issues, that's for sure. I got to think it's Jameis time soon.
Yeah. Andy Dalton was their leading rusher Sunday.
Yeah.
Andy Dalton.
Everyone's just keying on Kamara like crazy. Yeah, there are several guys short on offense.
25 down five spots. The Atlanta Falcons.
They're a half game out of first place.
Yes. Well, but
which is funny.
You got Atlanta at 20.
We mentioned the two behind.
Atlanta at 25, New Orleans at 26, and the Panthers at 28, all from the same division.
Tampa's disappointing, too.
And Tampa's.
I thought they'd start winning, and they were disappointed this week.
Yeah.
We'll talk plenty of Atlanta, but they don't have very good football players. I actually think they're kind of well coached and are getting the most out of what they have.
Again, what are they doing? They're running the football.
Exactly.
I mean, shorten the game, run the football.
They were my preseason bet to pick first overall, so they're doing better than that.
At 24, up a spot, one spot, the Steelers.
Oh, I think that's a little rough. I mean, I know there's teams like the Jags that did some good things this week that are moving up to your point.
They've won two of their last three.
Yeah, and they're getting better.
And we're competitive against the Bengals, who are now, I assume, are probably a top 10 team. And
now let's move on and say who we'd have them ahead of.
Okay. 23, the Jaguars.
I would have the Steelers over the Jets.
They're up six spots.
I was very impressed with Lawrence, and they're doing some good things. I also am not very impressed with the Ravens.
The Ravens have some issues.
Ravens have some real issues. I bet they're too high on the
people
list.
Who are saying that the Steelers are going to lose both games to the Ravens.
I don't know
I'm
about
not
that.
So sure.
I don't know about that. They're a troubled team right now. Since he's much better than the Ravens.
They can't run the football.
No. And
conventionally. It's all Lamar. Everything's Lamar in their offense.
Everything's Lamar and Andrews. And Andrews isn't that hard to take away when you have nothing else.
Right.
I mean, it's bad. And the Stanley situation is just worse every day.
Yeah. At 22, the Arizona Cardinals. Come on.
They're bad.
Come on.
I mentioned this to you.
That's holding steady. Didn't bump them a bit.
Wow. Kyler actually didn't play bad, and now they have Brown back and Hopkins and all those things.
They still they can't stop anybody.
They're not well coached. Their defense is really bad. They're in as bad a shape as any of these teams going forward, too.
Yeah.
Because not only did they just give Kyler a crazy big deal, the head coach and GM, too.
Yeah.
Why? So are they going to fire all three, two of the three? Who wants the job to take over at that point?
Yeah.
I mentioned to you as I was walking out last segment, because I heard it on the way here, they're 31st in DVOA. Only the Texans are worse.
Yeah.
Texans aren't even an NFL team. You know? I mean, that's how bad Arizona is.
It's
Steelers
awful.
Have wiped the floor with Arizona.
Awful. 21 down two spots, the Packers.
So in the last 12 years, the only first-round pick they've used on offense is Jordan Love. And did you watch them try to play the Eagles' run defense?
Yes.
I mean, that is fireable in itself. Now Rodgers is out. I mean, who's going to play more snaps the rest of the year, Love or Rodgers?
Well, Rodgers came out today and said he's going to play.
This week. I had heard he said a couple days ago, I'm going to play until we're eliminated.
Well,
I mean, that's like a NFC. Day away that
could
from now.
The NFC. He could be. They could be 4-11.
Yeah.
And still be in it.
How about this note of Denver? I meant to say 10 teams ago. If you bet the over on Denver, you already lost.
Yeah.
You know, in win totals. You know,
yeah.
Like it's already over. You lost.
It's done.
Cash it. Yeah.
At 20, down two spots, the Lions.
I would take the Steelers over the Lions, but I don't have a problem with the Lions over these teams we've just mentioned.
Yeah.
I mean, they're okay.
At 19, up five spots, the Cleveland Browns.
It was a really good win. I mean, I'll give them that.
They'll win again this week because they're playing the Texans.
Of course. And Watson could be as rusty as...
He could go out there and look like Trevor Siemian did yesterday.
Yes, and
it won't matter.
And just hand it off. And it's a perfect game for him, old team aside and all that. I know that I'm not talking about him as a human being, but I'm excited to see him on the field and see what he brings. Yeah,
it might not be the panacea that the
Browns... No, that's what I mean. Yeah. I'm not sure it's going to be wonderful. It might be. I'm just curious to see what it looks like.
Yeah. At 18, down seven spots, Tampa Bay.
Disappointing.
Division-leading Tampa Bay.
Disappointing.
18th.
Yeah. I thought their post-bye life would be much better. It really isn't.
Now Tristan Wirfs is out.
Yeah.
They didn't run the ball.
They got some good news on him, but
they didn't run the ball as well as I thought they would.
Mm-mm.
They didn't run it as much as I thought they would.
Todd Bowles is a coordinator. I mean, I root for him, but he handled timeouts and things unbelievably poorly at the end of that game.
Yeah.
We didn't even mention that was Saturday yesterday, but or last segment, but whatever.
They had 6-3 and outs in that game against that Browns defense.
Wow.
Which is like
that's a bad group.
Which is like 31st in defensive DVOA.
Yeah, it's a bad group.
It's awful.
Yeah. I mean, I feel bad for Leftwich, but he's got no chance of being a head coach anytime soon either.
Yeah.
Everyone's stock just went right through the floor.
At 17, up nine spots, the Raiders.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
that's
my
day.
I'm actually okay with that. I mean, I had this theory a couple weeks ago that there was like five coaches, including Bowles, that are coordinators, not head guys. I might take that back on McDaniels. I mean,
I'm not.
They put up 40 points without Waller or Renfro. They don't have a very talented team.
I don't think Seattle's
Seattle's not a great opponent. Yeah. I mean, but the Raiders were very competitive early in the year and had a lot of bad luck.
They ran the crap out of the ball.
Yeah. I mean, Josh Jacobs is a star.
What's the common thread that we're seeing here?
Right.
These teams are running the football.
Unless you're Mahomes or Allen or somebody like that, run the ball.
And those teams can't run the ball.
right. And they're still living just fine. But
at 16, down a spot, the Giants.
I'm sorry. I'd have the Raiders, the Steelers, the Jags.
The Giants stink.
They're horrible.
Yeah.
They're horrible.
They won some games early, and good for them.
And barely did. And they're overachieving. They play Washington two of the next 3 weeks, which is actually a big deal. Because
we haven't mentioned Washington yet.
No, we shouldn't. They're better than them. I thought this was impossible, but there could still be four teams from that division.
I don't see it happening.
They have to win at least one of them against Washington. But
yeah. Because that's the thing. They were going to beat each other up.
I know. But I thought it was like mathematically impossible. But I'm starting to think there's a chance. But the Giants might not win again. I think they're that bad.
At 15, down two spots, the Patriots.
Okay. They're hard to play against. Mac Jones played well. It seems like 100 years ago on Thanksgiving. But he played his best game. I'd probably have them a little higher.
They did go 0-for-3 in the red zone. So I don't know how good he was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Their defense is good, though.
Yeah.
They play Thursday. That's like, feels like tomorrow. Like,
yeah, they play Buffalo. Yeah. They're going to get smoked.
They're probably in trouble.
At 14, down two spots, Seattle.
Not the Patriots over Seattle. I'd probably have the Raiders over Seattle. It's been two bad weeks in a row for them.
At 13, up three spots, the Commanders.
Perfect example of run the ball. They got a dominant defensive front that's playing like it. Gets Chase Young back probably this week. Not the coverage errors they used to have on the back end. And they run the ball over and over and over, and they throw it to their best guy.
I'll say this. If you look at who they've beaten.
It's not so great.
Yeah, it's
right,
awful.
Right. I mean, the NFC to me is good. The first round NFC playoffs, there's going to be 12-point spreads, 10-point spreads. You know, if Washington, Seattle, Giants, Tampa.
Yeah.
I mean, those teams.
If they're any of them playing San Francisco.
Well, they're all going to.
Yeah.
You know, right.
They're going to get smoked.
Yeah, absolutely.
At 12, up five spots, the Chargers.
That's sort of by default.
I don't think they're very good. I was a Charger believer at the beginning of the season. Never again.
I just don't
Never
trust the organization
again.
Or coach.
Yeah.
And I feel for Herbert that he's going to have a Fouts Rivers-like career with no rings and great play.
I mean, they had to rally to beat the Cardinals.
Yeah, and go for two.
On a two-point conversion to do it. Right. If they don't get it, they lose.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I mean, I'm an apologist, but of the teams in the AFC, they could have, that are outside looking in, they could have the best December with some guys coming back.
Yeah.
But they won't because they never do.
Because they don't. Yeah.
Right.
In their favor, they've already played the Chiefs twice.
Yeah.
So you don't have to play them again.
That's out of the way.
Yeah. At 11, down three spots, the Ravens.
I guess they belong there because these teams we just mentioned aren't exactly lighting the world on fire. But
just kind of, it goes to show you, though. How, I mean, we say this every week, but the league as a whole is really bad this year.
It's really bad, right?
I don't even know if it's bad. It's just so inconsistent.
Yeah, but it's more bad than good.
Yeah,
you know, it's not like
the Ravens have now lost three games. In which they held a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's never happened before.
And Lamar's not playing bad, but he's everything.
Everything.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, the rest of the offense, you're trotting Ricard out there for a high percentage of snaps. You're counting on DeSean Jackson.
Oh.
I mean, that's the kind of stuff. It's desperate stuff.
I was shocked he didn't pull his hamstring on the long catch.
Right. Yeah. He will today in practice. You know.
At 10, up four spots, the Jets.
White was good. He won't be good the rest of the year.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Right.
So how about this little, not rumor, but I think this will come up this offseason. What about Aaron Rodgers to the Jets? Go from one LaFleur to the other.
I don't think they can trade him, though. They just gave him new money.
I heard some people talking. He'd have to restructure. He'd have to be all in on the deal.
Yeah, he'd have to want out. He might want to talk to Brett Favre about going to New York.
Favre did the same thing. You know, but, I mean... I could see Carr there or Garoppolo.
Somebody's going to end up in Indianapolis.
I'm sure they'll get an old guy, too.
Yeah, they're going to
recycle
again. At 9, down three spots, the Titans.
They're better than every team we've mentioned. Although if the Titans played the Patriots 100 times, That's like the Spider-Man
movie. They would be the most boring games you've ever watched.
And they would be 50-50 because they're carbon copies. But Tennessee's better, and they're going to win their division.
At 8, up 2 spots, the Bengals.
I'd probably have them higher. Quarterback, both sides of the ball. Get a win without, I mean, doing well without Chase. No Mixon. Not taking sacks anymore. They're pretty good. They're better than the Vikes.
It's 7, up 2 spots are the Vikings.
I'll take the Bengals over the Vikings, but I mean, the Vikings wouldn't fall much further than that.
Yeah.
All the teams above the Titans are good teams.
Yeah.
You know.
It's 6 are the Dolphins, up a spot.
Okay. I mean.
They get up 30-0 and then just win. Yeah. You know, in cruise control.
Yeah. I mean, they weren't slightly challenged in that game.
At 5, down a spot.
Steelers matchup against the Dolphins looks better and better every game.
Every week, yeah. They held them 16 points.
Yeah. That's an impressive
show. They could have won. They were throwing into the end zone twice.
Well, two almost 3 or 4 picks, too.
Yeah.
If you catch one of them, you probably win.
5, down a spot, the Bills.
I understand who's above them, so I understand. I mean, I think it's not a three-man league anymore, three-team league anymore. I definitely
they're starting
that.
To show some, you know, again.
With Von Miller situation, you know. They don't run the ball particularly well.
That's the weird thing about this. You start looking at these top
five-ish or
top
so,
six teams here.
Yeah.
Like 4 of them can't run the football at all.
No, but I mean, they're getting by with superhuman quarterbacks and things like that. And I love Josh Allen, but he's playing hurt, and he's not a super. Yeah. He's not Superman right now. He's Green Lantern.
He's missing some layups that he typically would hit because, you know, when you have that ulnar UCL injury, it affects your, you know, your handle on the football.
Yeah. And from what I understand, it really hurts your touch.
Yeah.
You know, like you can chuck it deep.
Well, one of the things they were talking about with that is you lose some feeling in your fingers. Well, what's that going to affect? You can still throw it deep.
Yeah, you can throw it with power, but not with touch.
Not with touch.
Yeah, so he's missing throws that he would always make.
At 4, down a spot are the Cowboys.
Cowboys are really good.
Yeah. Down a spot, though.
Down a spot. I caused some waves, and I didn't mean to. I don't think we've had this conversation because we've been together forever, but I said Dak's the best quarterback in the NFC.
He might be.
It's not Brady or Rodgers.
No.
It's not Kyler. It's not Geno.
Might be Jimmy G.
Someone gave me some blowback on that. I'm like, that's not the worst case I've ever heard. And
I mean,
the folks saying
if you
Fields,
just look at how everybody's playing right now.
Right. It's not the craziest thing in the world. People told me Fields. I'm like, no.
No.
Hurts has a case,
yeah. At 3 are the 49ers.
They're unbelievably hard to play against.
Yeah.
I mean, they just can play any way you want. And
they and the Cowboys defense, are the two teams up here that can actually run the football.
They can run the football, and their defense is dynamic, and they got weapons. I like both those teams.
At 2, down a spot, the Chiefs.
Yeah. I mean, they went through the motions this past week. They just kind of rolled it out there and won.
Yeah.
It was a business trip. They were never threatened. It wasn't super impressive, but I don't think
they won.
Yeah, they were never threatened.
And then at 1 is the Eagles.
I guess. I would put the Chiefs over the Eagles, but...
Yeah.
I mean, they're both really, really good.
The Eagles' win wasn't all that impressive.
I don't know why I'd bump them. I guess Kansas City was on paper wasn't that impressive, but I mean, both those teams are really hard to play against.
Yeah. So that's your power rankings. As we mentioned,
low on the Steelers.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
it is what it is.
Yeah.
But if you start looking at the draft, the updated draft order,
Houston's pretty much locked.
The
up
win,
the
yeah,
he, pretty close.
So right now it's. Oops, that put me back in the rankings. The win moved the Steelers out of the top 10.
They're now picking 12.
Yeah.
As you look, I mean, just a couple things. I looked at it today. The Texans are 1.
Right.
They've lost 6 or 7 in a row or something like that.
And they have no chance to.
I mean, they may not win again.
Yeah.
The Bears are 2, and there's already talk of shutting down Fields for the rest of the year, which might mean they don't win another one, which then means the Steelers will get the second pick in the second round, which is awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Because there's only 31 picks this year in the first round.
That's 33.
Yeah.
You'll take that all day long. Are you looking at it now?
I'm looking at it now. Okay. Seattle is actually number 3.
Not because of...
Because the Broncos, Denver. that's part of the Russell Wilson trade.
That's phenomenal. And I think they also have like 17 or something like that.
Are they drafting a quarterback?
I don't know the draft well enough, but I would strongly... Geno's a free agent.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be shocked if he's not a Seahawk next year. And probably the opening day starter, but you'd love it with Levis or somebody like that. I mean, if I'm them, though, I think I'd take one of those D linemen like Anderson or Carter.
Well, here's the thing.
And then try to move up.
Chicago's not taking a quarterback.
They'll take Anderson.
Yeah.
They'll take Anderson.
So you're going to get maybe it's Seattle, the second-best quarterback in the draft.
Yeah. Although, who's picking five? I was looking at this today.
Five is Carolina.
I could see them or the Lions. This is, we're way getting ahead of ourselves. Yeah. Try to get the two.
Yeah.
You know, because it wouldn't take that much.
Well, the Lions are at four. That's with a pick acquired for Sam Bradford.
And they have an
not Sam Bradford.
Matthew Stafford.
Matthew Stafford, yeah.
But they have an extra first.
Right.
So they could, I mean, the teams that need a quarterback can get the two.
Yeah. Carolina's at five.
Mm-hmm.
Philadelphia's got six because they have the Saints pick.
That's just criminal.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to end up with Jalen Carter. That's crazy. Like, they'll never pass on a great D lineman. They'll lose, like, Hargrave in free agency, and then they'll go back-to-back Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter and win the Super Bowl again.
The Cardinals are seven.
And they need everything.
Yeah.
I mean, they've earned it. That's the type of team they are.
The Packers are eight.
Yeah.
Eight.
This Packer quarterback situation is really interesting to me.
Yeah.
Because I don't think both those guys will be Packers next year. I don't know how.
I don't think they can. Because
right.
You got to pick up Love's fifth-year option.
Right. And that's not cheap.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. And Rodgers is making a ton. And you could blow the thing up and say, we'll send Rodgers to the Colts or the Jets or whatever. Or trade Love to Atlanta or somebody, you know?
The Raiders are nine.
Okay. They need a lot.
Jackson.
I'm not sure if Carr's back.
Yeah, I don't know if he is. Yeah, I don't
Tough
know.
One.
Jacksonville's 10.
I like where the Jags are sitting. Like, I'm watching them going, boy, Lawrence is really playing well here in the fourth quarter. But he's still throwing to Kirk and Zay Jones and Ingram. Next year they get Ridley, and maybe that's Jordan Addison. Like, they could easily build a stable of weapons for him next year.
They probably need an offensive lineman.
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt. Yeah. I mean, that's not like they don't have needs.
11 is Houston again, because that's picked for the Deshaun Watson trade.
That's where the Browns
That's Cleveland's.
Are yeah.
And then 12, you get to the Steelers.
Mm-hmm. Deep down, I think the Steelers are going to pick somewhere from like 11 to 14.
I think it might be, I mean, as, I think could be as low as 15.
They're probably going to win more than they're going to lose going forward.
Yeah.
I bet they go down. I know they, people that make some
The
crazy.
Colts right now are 14th at 4-7-1. Mm-hmm. The Steelers finish ahead of the Colts?
Certainly.
I think they do.
Probably. Detroit's in between, right?
Detroit's in between them at 4-7, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they got some losses ahead of them, too. I mean, of all those teams...
You beat the Falcons this week. The Falcons are at 15.
I assume if you beat the Falcons this week, you're going to pick after them.
Yeah, right? You would have a tiebreaker. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
You know, so, and then you get to 16 is Seattle with six wins. So
that's 15, their real pick.
15 is probably about as low as you can go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think that's where they're going to end up.
They're going to end up between 12 and 15. It is what it is.
I don't think winning games is bad.
No.
If you end up with 15, 33, and 47, well, you can do some good stuff with that.
Absolutely.
Right. Go
Absolutely.
Sign somebody from outside the organization, keep a couple of your own, and
Add
all
three,
of a sudden.
Three high-profile players.
Yeah. And all of a sudden you're talking about, oh, that momentum we were winning last year as opposed to they should lose every game. They'd be better off if they lost against the Colts. Yeah. Like, I got that left and right, you know.
Yeah.
They should lose against the Colts to be better for the team. Like, I don't know about that.
Yeah, it's not so much.
On Monday night with the rookie quarterback. I don't know about that.
Check out the Steelers Week in Review. It's hosted by Wesley Euler. It's a recap of the previous game as well as a look at the Steelers' next opponent. New episodes drop every Tuesday, which is today.
It is today, yeah.
And they're available on the Steelers mobile app, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever you get your podcasts. He is Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We come back. It's time for the Fantasy Football Focus. It's Waiver Wire Tuesday.
All right.
There's some interesting names out there this week.
Yeah, it's a strange year, a strange week.
Yeah, we'll do that when we come back.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.